This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Why are more women than ever choosing Natural Cycles? The hormone-free, side-effect-free way to take control of your fertility. Natural Cycles is a birth control app that uses your temperature to find your fertile window. It is more than a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
Before we get to the Guardians and the trade deadline, we were talking NFL 18-game schedule. Andy took it down the expansion path, which is a fascinating subject in the NFL. Grant's in Cleveland. Grant.
Hey, Grant.
Good morning, guys.
Morning.
Thanks so much for taking the call. Love the show.
Thank you, Grant.
Appreciate that.
Guys, I think Dan hit the nail on the head. The problem here is the quality of play. The last quarter of the season is just really, really hard to watch as a fan. When you've got 2 out of 5 games have got quarterback you've never heard of versus quarterback who won't be in the league past the next week, you know, and that's what you're trying to give the fans. Again, if you're London, is that what you want? If you're thinking about 18 games, God help us. But that quality of play from week 13 on is just tough to watch. Thanks for taking my call.
Grant, real quick, would you crush the preseason and add the 18th game? Would you be okay with it?
No, it's all about the injuries. I mean, we get to week 8 or 9, and 15 of the starting quarterbacks in the league are already out for some period of time. And it's the nature of the game. You've got too many offensive coordinators who are putting their quarterback at risk. You get injuries along the offensive line, your quarterback's at risk. And we see this season after season where it's rarely the best team that triumphs in the end. It's the one that stays healthiest the longest. And I don't think it has anything to do with how long the preseason is. I just think that the way the game is played today, too many quarterbacks are at risk. And, you know, we're seeing coordinators not doing enough to take care of their quarterback and protect their quarterback.
Gotcha. Okay. Thanks, Grant.
Thank you very much.
Thank you.
There's Grant in Cleveland. We'll see where it all goes. Clearly, you and I have been on this train for a long time, Andy. I would love to see the rosters expand in the NFL. Overall rosters, game day rosters.
Yeah, I don't know what it costs to, you know, it depends on the contract, but then what does it cost to insure a player? What are all the, I mean, those are all little things, you know. Well, what does it cost to feed a player? What is it? I mean, these are all little things that add up when you multiply it by 60 or 75, if you want to do that, you know?
Yeah, this isn't about the Browns. The Browns are one of several teams. And the Rams just went to Maui, didn't they, for practice? The Browns took the entire operation to Greenbrier for 2 years to practice. When they could have just as easily practiced in Berea, it's already set up. That just, and it's not the Browns, this is the NFL. That's the kind of money they have. Yeah, we could practice here. But instead, let's move the entire operation somewhere for a week. The Rams. Let's go to Maui for a week to practice and bond. Good Lord, man. That's just money to burn. So pay some extra players. Keep the guys healthier. Keep guys off of special teams. You know, don't make everybody play special teams. All the backup DBs and wide receivers. Just spend some more money on some players and let's go. Thursday, trade deadline day in Major League Baseball. Okay, everybody thought Guardians, they're not going to trade for anybody. They've lost 10 straight. Guardians win 12 of 14. Hey, should the Guardians trade for somebody? Should they bring anybody in? They've now lost 3 of 4. They're still in it. They're very much in it. They're 8 games behind the Tigers in the division, which I'm not even thinking about the division because 8-8 is still a pretty big lead. We're not to August yet. It's been done before, but that's a pretty big lead. I'm not thinking about it, and I don't think the Tigers are going to continue to play as poorly as they've played recently. However, you're right there in the wild card. You're 3.5 back. You have to jump 3 teams to get in. You could do it. Are you investing?
It's amazing to hear you say that today, because all we talked about in the beginning of this was, man, that is a gigantic hurdle because they had to jump 6.
Well, they could still do it then based on the number of games out. Mm-hmm. I didn't think it was likely. I still don't think it's likely, Andy.
Mm-hmm.
However, they've played better baseball and they've put themselves in the conversation of, okay, now we have to jump 3 teams to get a wild card spot. Should you invest in this team? Should you invest in this? That to me is the question that Chris Antonetti and Mike Chernoff have to answer this week.
Let me ask you this. If Bieber can come back, does that make a difference?
Yeah. He adds another good arm to the rotation. Sure
is
it does.
Is he the difference between making the playoffs and not making the playoffs?
Does he hit as well?
No.
He's a left-handed hitter, if I'm not mistaken.
Oh, well, that's good for
him.
Can
Biebs swing the bat? Then I'm not really thinking he's going to make that huge of a difference.
Dan,
for this team. This team, I think, has competent starting pitching.
If Bieber comes back, does that change your whole philosophy on what you would do at the trade deadline?
No, sir.
I don't think he does either.
No.
He doesn't make contact with balls. He throws them. He does not use the sticks
just
to hit
making
them.
Making sure.
Now, would he
use
help?
Sticks to hit baseballs.
Now, sure, he'd help.
Could you trade him for someone who does said stick on ball?
To make contact with a stick to a ball?
Yes.
Indeed.
Quite so.
And here's the other thing. He could actually bring you something if he agrees to pick up his player option before a trade. In other words, if fill-in-the-blank team says, we would give you this stick for Shane Bieber, Shane, will you pick up your option to come here? Yes. Done. Will you pick up your option and stay in Cleveland? No. Okay. Then I you got to trade him. Can you imagine at the end of this year, let's just say Shane comes back and even pitches in only 3 games for the Guardians, that they keep him. But then he leaves in free agency, which he is completely entitled to do.
Mm-hmm.
You missed a golden opportunity if you can get something for him in a deal. The problem is the time frame. Guy's going to make a rehab start on Tuesday, trade deadline's on Thursday. I would think that the ballpark, wherever he's pitching, it's probably Canal Park in Akron, it's going to be loaded with scouts from other teams. Hey,
sure.
We need an arm. Is Bieber ready to go? Can we bring this guy up?
It's highest bidder. There's no question on that, right?
And you might not get much for him if he just says he won't pick up that option. Because what could he possibly make in August and September? 6 starts? 7 starts? Something like that? I mean, is that and if you get into the postseason as well, there's a possibility there. But I think it all comes down to that player option. And Andy, if he says, you know what? I want to pick it up for next year. If I'm the Guardians, I hang on to him. I don't trade him because I want him here next year.
If you're his agent, are you advising him to pick up that option? I don't know that I am.
It depends. They know things the Guardians don't. They know exactly how Shane feels.
What do you mean? How would the Guardians not know how Shane feels? You think he's not telling them?
If I'm Shane Bieber right now, I'm playing poker. Why? Does he feel like he's ready to pitch at a high level in the major leagues? Maybe he's telling them that. Maybe he's not. I mean, he's the only guy who knows exactly how his arm feels right now. He might be thinking, yeah, I'm going to sit tight because maybe they come to me and make me a better, and it's only business. So it's nothing Shane's doing that's wrong.
Right.
Maybe they come to me and say, hey, if we tack another year on that for 25, would you pick up that option and we'll give you an option for the following year or whatever? I mean, there are all kinds of things that could happen here. I would think he's being very, very honest when it comes to, am I healthy enough to go out and pitch? I mean, he's not going to jeopardize his health, but, you know, does he feel like he's ready to go?
What would you do?
If I was him or if I was the Guardians?
No, if you were Bieber, what would you do?
If I felt good and I think I'm going to get on a major league mound this year and pitch, I am not picking up my option to return to Cleveland.
I'm not picking it up either. I think he's got the opportunity to make more money as a free agency next year.
Even if it's only a one-year deal somewhere, Andy.
Yeah, that's why I think this
I mean, it could be a one-year deal if he...
It's a short window based on one start, but if I'm a scout at another team watching him pitch in this... What is that, tomorrow? Is that what we said?
It's tomorrow.
Tomorrow. If he looks...
Expected to be tomorrow, probably in Akron, right?
But he's got to look good tomorrow, because if he doesn't, I'm not... wasting my time.
Even if
he
gives up five runs, but he's throwing 94 and the ball's moving and everything, that's a different story. But it's one real good look for another scout to, you know, hey, we should go get this guy, and it's okay to give up a big time stick for him.
Is he the big play for the Guardians? I don't know that
he's the big question for the Guardians.
I still think Kwan's out there, and I think Klasse. I don't think
they want
the world. I think they want the world for him. That's all, and I don't blame them. Take the world. Are you like this? I can't think of a more stressful time at Carnegie in Ontario. Are you playing for this year? Or are you playing for next?
Well, that's a really tough question for them. What would you do, folks? 216-474-0092. I'd love your thoughts, Andy. If I'm them right now, and it pains me to say this, they just won. I think it was 12 or 14 games. Now they've lost 3 or 4. But it's this. Do you think this offense is good enough to, first of all...
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's 100% natural, hormone-free, and side effect-free. Here's how it works. The app analyzes daily changes in your body temperature to find your fertile window so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. Natural Cycles is a clinically proven non-hormonal birth control option that's 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. No synthetic hormones, just science. And if you're ready to start family planning, switching from preventing to planning a pregnancy is as easy as tapping a button. Plus, the Natural Cycles app makes tracking fertility easy. You can measure your temperature trends using an Oura Ring, Apple Watch, or our Bluetooth thermometer, which is free when you sign up for an annual subscription. Join over 4 million registered users who are taking control of their fertility naturally. Save 15% when you sign up with code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com. That's RADIO15 for 15% off today.
Out here, we feel things. The sore calves that lead to epic views. The cool waterfall mist during a hot hike. And the breeze that hits just right at the summit. But hey, don't just listen to us. Experience it for yourself. All Trails makes it easy to discover the best of the outdoors. With more than 450,000 trails around the world, points of interest along the trail, and offline maps for always-on navigation. Download the free app today and find your next outdoor adventure.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Ball get you into the playoffs, and then secondly, do anything once you get there. And if the answer to either one of those is no, I'm not giving up any future assets to bring in just some mediocre bat to help me. I'm okay with, all right, it didn't work this year, but we think we're going to be really good next year, and we're going to keep those assets, and we're going to go for it next year. And if Bieber doesn't want to pick up his option right now, which he's completely allowed to not pick up his option right now, I'm going to try to trade him before the deadline.
I am too. So I'm hoping that he has a good start.
Yeah, I hope he looks great.
So they can get something back now rather than letting him walk into a free agency.
There's one other thought.
I'm listening.
If he doesn't look good, maybe he picks up the option.
On his part, yeah.
So there could be advantages either way.
Yeah, are we rooting for him to look good or bad?
I know. See, isn't that terrible?
Again, I can't remember.
That's a terrible situation.
This third wildcard team has really thrown a huge wrench in the situation.
Or made it much more fun.
If I'm sitting in the front office, I don't think I'm having fun. I'm torn. You know, I've got guys that have been within my organization that we've tried to make better all the way, you know, and vested interest. The hard part is you got to keep it business.
With one of your favorite guys.
Yeah, well, Santana's probably in that same kind of spot, too. I don't know what they're getting for Carlos Santana.
See, that's the thing. But with Carlos, Andy, who is a free agent next year, you run the thought, and he could leave in a trade, and then you could bring him back again next year if you wanted to. It's just this organization has some guys who can play first base. You probably want to see play first base. CJ Cephas,
whether you're in it or not, Cephas is struggling a little bit.
Yeah, I know, but still, you want to see him play.
I do.
And Kyle Manzardo. And John Kenzie Noel, if you think he has anything left. Folks, what are you doing if you're the Guardians right now? 216-474-0092. I think Shane Bieber's an absolute key, and there are a lot of different ways that could go. Trade deadline, Major League Baseball, coming up on Thursday, 6 o'clock. And we're talking about the Guardians as that trade deadline approaches. You've got a team that's in contention for a wild card spot. You get under five games, I'll say you're in contention for the division. But let's just say wild card spot, you're still in. The question is, do you think this team is worth investing in? My buddy Fireman Brett says, even if we stumble into the playoffs, we don't have the talent to make an impact in them. My fear, Brett, that's my fear.
So you want to make the playoffs because we're going to get beat too quick.
No, that's not
it at all.
It's
ridiculous. If you get to the playoffs, you have a chance.
That's not it at all. I think if you get to the playoffs, you have a chance with your starting pitching.
Yes.
However, the question is, do you think the offense is one bat away from being pretty good, or do you just stand pat and hope that the pitching works? That's my fear is what Brett thinks.
I don't think they're...
If you get in...
How many bats away are they? At least two.
Three.
Yeah, at least
Andy, their lineup stinks. I mean, I hate to say that, but their lineup stinks. And that said, you're a bunch of bats away. I don't want to trade any key guys out of the farm system to bring in a bat to help this team. Because I don't think you can go get three.
You might be able to if you traded both Kwan and Clase, but now you're eliminating a bat, so you're only picking up two. Yeah.
What are you doing, folks? Trade deadline is coming up on Thursday. Mike is in Elyria, home of the Pioneers. What's up, Mike?
Hey, Mike.
Hey, how you doing, guys?
Great. Good.
Let me remind you that we weren't a whole lot better last year.
Mm-hmm.
We were in the playoffs, and we raised a little bit of cane. The only thing that we're missing is Josh Naylor. It's the same crappy hitters we had last year. All you need is for them to get hot at the right time.
Well, you had David Fry last year, who was actually a little warmer. And you had Lane Thomas, who had some moments in the postseason. Those two guys right now aren't contributing for you, Mike.
But you know what, though? I mean,
they could.
I don't think that they were that consistent and that they were, you know, like top of the line players. I mean, we've always had this problem, and we always somehow, and I don't even understand how we make the playoffs all these years and we go, because we really don't belong there with the lineup that we have. I think you're 100% right with the pitching. So let me ask you this. Why not? Okay, we're not one bat away, we're three. Well, if you add Josh Naylor to this team, it's basically what you had last year. That's it. So one bat did it last year, and he wasn't even very good the whole second half of the year. And he's not very good this half of the year either, by the way. He's batting .237 in July, and he doesn't have a home run. So, I mean, I don't think that it's impossible. I think you have to do something. How many years in a row are we going to sit on our hands? We make it to the playoffs, and we say, man, if we would have just picked up one guy or two, or maybe even made it look like we were trying to win, we could have possibly done something. I think this not doing anything stuff is starting to wear very, very thin, and you can only cry poor so much. I mean, the Kansas City Royals went out and re-signed Seth Lugo to 2 years.
Kept their guy. They just signed him to a contract.
They made a trade for Grichuk. I don't even know why they look like they're worse than us at half the time.
Well, their offense actually isn't very good, Mike. You're absolutely right about that. I just
call the day right there. Totally agree with everything you just said. Totally agree. Let's take a chance and let's go sit at the table. I don't care if we only have one chip in our hands. If we can get to the table in the first place and we have a chip, why not? He's right. Last year's team wasn't. What's the difference? Naylor.
You had other guys that I think were more ready to contribute. David Fry. I know David had a tough second half. Lane Thomas didn't show you a ton and then came up with a pretty big hit in the postseason and had some moments. And Brian Rocchio is really good. Can these guys get hot in the playoffs? Yeah, maybe.
I'll be honest. I wish the trade deadline was Sunday. Because you got Minnesota for three coming in over the weekend, so
yeah.
But you know,
it's not, so you got to make a decision.
So what happens if you have success against Colorado? Right, you're like
Anthony's in Cleveland Heights.
Heights.
Oh, did you see Ed Kelsey in the movie?
I did not.
Happy Gilmore too.
The movie.
He's in there.
I did not.
Travis is good too. I won't give it away though. Keep going.
Okay, so one thing, they should move the trade deadline back a few weeks, given, after they added the third wild card. That would, I think, be a smart move for the league.
Well, they did move it back to where it is now. And yeah, remember, they got rid of the waiver period.
What they should do is have divisional games prior to the trade deadline rather than having the interleague games, three interleague games, and then three games against your own division.
That wouldn't be a bad idea either. Right. That's a good point. I do agree with Jeff entirely. One thing, the previous caller made some good points. You know, the Naylor trade, I'm doing it every day. Slade Zaccone's making $765,000 a year. Done. I don't have a problem with that trade at all. And it's going to start looking better and better, I think, especially with the pitching factory that we have here in Cleveland. Jeff, I agree. I think the Fry and Thomas injuries hurt this team, a team operating on thin profit margins on the offensive side of the ball. That was, you're not losing Hall of Famers, but you're losing guys that would have made a difference on the offense.
Yeah, Anthony, you expected those guys to be contributors.
Yep, that, exactly right. Exactly right. So that hurt. I think, I agree with your position that, I'm the front office, I'm playing out the string this year with what I have. Maybe you're in that soft sell, soft buy area, but I'm not trading away major talent. And I'm going to tell the players, you gave us a good enough reason to believe, so go out there and produce the rest of the year. And I love it.
And Anthony, that's a valid point. I mean, you can point to the locker room and say, no, we didn't bring in anybody. Why? You guys won 12 of 14 after losing 10 straight. We think you can do it. So go do it. I just don't. If you have key talent in your minor league system that you think it will be contributors to the major leagues as soon as next year, or at the very least in 2027, if not next year, I'm just not moving it for this team.
So
the issue, Andy, to me, is it's a biggie. if somebody knocks your socks off for Class A, I think you got to do it. And I would think that would bring you
okay, bats so, but that are could you walking you into the clubhouse then and saying season's over if you trade Class A?
Absolutely not.
No, I don't think you necessarily are.
No.
You have made it a little bit more difficult, but
we have nothing but faith in the guys. This is what you say, nothing but faith in the guys in the bullpen. We had an opportunity, what we think, to improve the team, short term and long. And you know, when Chris Rose was with us last week, and Chris backed up some of the things we've talked about, and he said, "Am I wrong because I want him to trade Emmanuel Clase?" Because Chris, like the two of us, know what kind of a return you might be able to get for him. Keyword is might. If you don't get it, well, you don't trade him. I mean, it's that simple. You know, would you want to go out and trade him? No. Do you want to go out and answer the phone and somebody knocks your socks off and gives you two or three primo talents for a closer? Absolutely. And I've said this before. It's the math. Guy's going to pitch 80 innings this year? 80 innings. I know it's vital to win those games. You've got to be in the lead at the end of the game for him to be of real value to you. And he's playing in 80 innings, as opposed to guys you might get back who can play in over 1,000 innings for you.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Why are more women than ever choosing Natural Cycles? The hormone-free, side-effect-free way to take control of your fertility. Natural Cycles is a birth control app that uses your temperature to find your fertile window. It is more than a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
Epic views, waterfall mists, summit sunsets. It's all better outside. And with AllTrails, you can discover the best of nature with over 450,000 trails around the world. Download the free app today and find your next adventure.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
I think it's huge.
The problem you're going to run into, though, is outside of the Tigers trading Jack Flaherty of last year and turning into bullpen madness, name me another team that turned around and sold at the deadline and ended up in a better place.
Well, I don't need to. You just did.
Outside of one example in the last 30 years.
But this is not...
Because I've got the Hader trade in my head where the Brewers went and traded Josh Hader for a whole bunch of prospects and all that stuff and went, all right, we're in a better position. We're good to go. And that locker room went, go kick rocks. You don't believe in us. We don't believe in us. And tanked.
Well, maybe the Brewer organization, and I'm not being a smart guy, maybe it's not as solid as the Guardians organization.
They
and it was a tougher sell in the locker room.
Your organization.
And it was a tougher sell in their locker room.
They built
Look,
the whole damn
trading
thing
Emmanuel
from your organization,
would,
my friend.
Trading Emmanuel Class A does not go over well. It doesn't go over well in the locker room. I mean, it just won't.
Right.
However, it doesn't go over well in the locker room of a 500 team. So who cares?
Do you think that when they traded Savali for Manzardo, that set a tone for the rest of the clubhouse.
But if you're sitting there telling me, okay, we can trade Emmanuel Clase and everything is going to be fine, I think you are looking at this very rose-colored glasses.
No, what I'm looking at it at is this, Dan. Can I give up a guy who, though he's as good as you get at one position, he plays 70 or 80 innings a year. It's a vital thing. And can I quote my friend Dan Menigan? Closers are so up and down, it's absolutely ridiculous.
Oh, dude, I would trade him. But I would also let you know that if you're going to pay the price tag that it's going to take for me to trade him, I would also put that thought in there of like, hey, you might kiss the playoffs goodbye this year officially if you make that move.
If you
Why?
Make
because of his ability,
the only way that doesn't work. If you bring in a guy that is, I don't know who's gonna where you're getting this guy, but if you're getting somebody who can hit 300,
that guy doesn't exist.
I know. That's why I'm saying that. I don't think that kills the clubhouse.
Maybe he does. Maybe he's in AAA right now.
It's not a AAA guy. It's got to be an established guy who's in the league and maybe somebody else.
I don't think so.
By the way, can we get Dalton Rushing?
Dalton Varshow?
Yeah.
That'd be nice.
Yeah.
But you're just going to have to realize this. And the reason I say that, too, is because it's a similar situation where the Brewers went, well, we've got Devin Williams sitting right there, who's one of the best relievers in all of baseball. He'll take over as the closer. Well, it fell apart. I'm just forewarning.
Jim is in Atlanta, Georgia. Hello, Jim.
Hey, guys. I have a plan that might help a little bit.
Okay.
I think we can all agree that we're not getting any production from our two catchers.
That would be correct, offensively.
And I think Bo Naylor needs to go back down to AAA and try to figure out if he can still hit.
Absolutely.
So here's what I propose. Atlanta has solved their catching problem. They have got Drake Baldwin. He's their catcher of the future. I think they'll part with Sean Murphy. Murphy, not great, but much better than what you have right now.
Who, Jim, Guardians had some interest in when he went to Atlanta.
Yeah, and what Atlanta needs, and what Cleveland has a lot of, middle infielders. You got a lot of middle infielders. Might not have to give up Brito, but you got some guys that I'm sure Atlanta would be interested in, because they have nothing in middle infield at all. And I think you've upgraded your spot there. I mean, it's a trade where I think the clubhouse could say, hey, that's not a bad idea. And if I'm not mistaken, I think Sean Murphy and Stephen Vogt played together in Oakland before Vogt retired. So I think it would be a win-win situation, and I think it would help us, because right now when that catcher spot comes up, we get nothing. And with Murphy, he's not Cal Raleigh, but he's a whole lot better than what we have right now.
Jim, I like it.
We've had some really good phone
calls. Thank you, Jim.
That was a good one.
Yeah. See, that's the kind of trade you could make. Now, what middle infielder you want to trade? You know, here's the thing. Would you agree with this, Andy?
Mm-hmm.
At this point, you'd give up any of them. Brian Rocchio, Gabriel Arias, Daniel Schneeman. You'd give up any of them, wouldn't you? Brito.
It just depends on what you're getting back. But yeah,
Sean Murphy.
Yeah.
Let's say Sean Murphy. You'd probably have to give up more than one of those middle infielders, but why not? Yay? Nay?
Yay.
Murphy's a 30-year-old catcher.
I don't know. I found Arias to be a little intriguing over the week. I don't know.
Over the weekend?
Yeah, it's a couple days.
You're going to let three games?
No, but there's still a part of me that doesn't want to give up on him, but okay. I'm okay. Yeah, I'm trading him. Yes.
I am too. I would do something like that without question. Ryan's in Buffalo.
He's hitting 186 in his last 15. I quit looking. Okay.
Hey, Andy, Jeff, gentlemen, how you doing?
Hey Rhino.
Buffalo, huh? Nice.
I want to chime in on the conundrum, obviously, with the Guardians. They're polar opposites from the Browns front office. And again, there's been a lot of regimes and changeups in that. It's just that I'm very trusting, obviously, in just their trade values and capabilities and just keeping the flow and being relevant, being in that middle tier, the playoff atmosphere, wild card mentality. We are a small market, man, and they're not spending money, obviously, on any bets. Trading stinks. Especially when it's a good player, man, and it's prime or whatever, Lindor or something, you know, getting him going to free agency. There's a lot of things, whatever. There's a lot of trade value that can still be done at the 11th hour or something just to stay afloat. I'm just really sick and tired of starting from the beginning and scratch again. It's not the MLB, it's the MLB is not the NBA or NFL where you can literally just
just start from the draft and build up. It's got to be just slowly progressing to where you keep some veterans and just the Guardians just in slash Indians just know what they're doing when it comes to that. They keep us interested year in, year out with trades, and they maximize them. So I'm very trusting in that. What can happen, I'm not sure. I just feel that I just feel more confident in their capabilities. Side note, I was at Cooperstown yesterday for the Guardians, Indian flesh players. Yeah, Tom Hamilton, awesome. Hats nice. Off to him, man. Who's just a real dude. That city holds 1,800 people. It held all 30,000 of us pretty much yesterday. The parade was cool. Seeing Tom Hamilton speaking, he did it on Saturday, but Sunday he still was up on the podium. Cal Ripken behind him, Alan Trammell, just the best of the best of the best. That's what that dude is. You guys are too. Hopefully you guys get him somewhere. Just CC, obviously, when he came up there, he still gave accolades to the city of Cleveland, saying his biggest disappointment of all his major league career was not bringing a championship to Cleveland. So, again, hats off to him too. I truly could have counted on fingers and toes how many Guardians fans were there. I had the honor of speaking to Andy Billman half the ceremony, the director of Cleveland and things like that. So I had some fun there.
Awesome.
Anyway, man, it was just so cool. Cooperstown is something. Anyone listening out there?
Wrap it up, Ryan.
Opportunity, man. Yeah,
thanks,
you guys,
Ryan.
Have a great day. Thanks, Dave.
All right, buddy. Ryan in Buffalo was in Cooperstown. Cordero Patterson, terrific. Running back, wide receiver, return man, terrific. Released by the Pittsburgh Steelers today, but not just released, Dan. If you're going to get released, you might as well go out in flames. And Cordero Patterson doing that. This is phenomenal, folks.
So Cordero Patterson turns to social media, and of course all social media mentions powered by Scheiben Jewelers, Cleveland's premier jewelry store. Goes to social media and says, breaking news, the Pittsburgh Steelers release old, washed-up Cordero Patterson on his day off.
I'm sorry, that's wildly funny.
The whole, it's the first comment down here. It is the first thing that popped in my head, too, is John Witherspoon from Friday going, how the hell you go get fired on your day off?
Cordero's had an interesting career. He's 34. He calls himself old and washed up.
I love this.
It's going to really appeal to other teams if you're trying to stay in the league.
You should see the headline on Stull Curtin. The headline on Stull Curtin says, Steelers vet takes brutal shot after getting cut on his day off. A known commodity in Pittsburgh was just pushed out the door.
That's funny.
Steel.
Not that he lost his gig, but
Stull Curtin.
Good for him for having a sense of humor about all
Stull,
of this.
Stull
so that's Curtin. Fun. Kevin Stefanski, don't forget, Browns head coach coming up at 1:30 right here, and we'll have that for you. And when we do, of course, all press conferences on The Fan brought to us by Montrose Kia. Choose, click, cruise at montrosekia.com.
Steelers saved $2.8 million.
Well, good for them. Him That's gotta pay the
Piper?
No, the mental consultant to come in to help Aaron Rodgers somehow.
Oh, yeah, I forgot about that.
Gotta have that guy.
I don't, it's legal now, isn't it?
Ryan just called us from Buffalo, and he was in Cooperstown over the weekend. Mm-hmm. And big thing for our organization, and terrific for CC Sabathia to recognize the Indians organization as much as he did in his speech. I think four left-handed pitchers I saw who have struck out 3,000 people in their career. Good for CC. Mm-hmm. And the others are in the Hall of Fame. Clayton Kershaw will be. But CC really shouting out Cleveland when he was there. And of course, then the day before the players went in, Tom Hamilton received the Ford Frick Award for contributions in broadcasting. And they're quick to point out that broadcasters, writers who win the Ford Frick Award are not in the Hall of Fame, but they're award winners, and there is a display in the Hall of Fame. You know what that means to me?
He's in the Hall of
Tom's
Fame.
Tom's in the Hall of Fame. Yeah. Way to go. That's the way to go. But Tom,
why can't we just say he's in the Hall of Fame?
I'm just telling you what they say. Players are in the Hall of Fame. Coaches are in the Hall of Fame. Managers, front office people, but broadcasters are winners of the Ford Frick Award. That's nice.
Tom Hamilton is a Hall of Fame broadcaster.
It's the top that you can do, yeah. So that's really good.
For baseball.
And Tom does great work, and he has for a very long time. But like a lot of us, Tom had to start small, learn what he had to do, and then work his way up. And Tom, who is from Wisconsin and was grew up on his family's dairy farm in Wisconsin, and worked on the farm until the family moved and moved outside of the dairy farm, and I think moved toward the Milwaukee area.
Mm-hmm.
Tom had this to say about one of the things that he had to do as he was getting his start, and this was part of his speech when he was the recipient of the Ford Frick Award.
Totally unthinkable when I look back at one of my first play-by-play jobs in Watertown, Wisconsin. Now, I get called into the boss's office. He is so excited because he's got this great opportunity for me. And I'm thinking, yes, finally. Friday night football, I'm going to finally graduate to the big time. No, instead, I'm going to get to do the play-by-play of the Jefferson County Fair 4-H competition, a three-hour live broadcast. Kind of the World Series of livestock competition. That's right, 3 hours, wall-to-wall coverage, steers, pigs, sheep, poultry. Now, you soon learn creativity, or maybe a more honest appraisal, you learn how little creativity you actually possess when you're describing farm animals for that long. Okay, folks, here's another steer. Very big. Black and white. Yes, this one, too, has four legs. And by golly, it's got a tail that's working, and oh, no, we're about to have a deposit. You know, they pretty much all look alike, but by golly, every one of them is going for the ribbon. But of course, what the winning animal does not realize is that next week, that winner is the special of the day at the local diner.
That's funny.
Well done.
Yeah, well done by Tom.
Well done. He thanked everyone along the way and made sure he, like, I thought the one part that I was reading about was just that he said, I wanted to thank everyone. I'm thanking everyone. I don't want to forget anybody. Thank you, thank you, thank you.
The one thing about Tom that I've always appreciated, and I personally think this is the way to go through life. Tom's really good at what he does.
Mm-hmm.
He's, and you hear this all the time, but a super guy who never had a bad word to say, you know, when you saw him, you know, hi, Tom. Hey, Hannah, how you doing, Andy? Great to see you today. Blah, blah, blah.
You're like, yeah, it's actually
just,
Jeff.
Just friendly to be around. And I always appreciated that. And when you and I did Indian stuff together, it was many years ago now, but Tom was always one of the, Tom and Rick, I enjoyed talking to both of those guys, you know, on a daily basis and seeing them and just exchanging pleasantries, if nothing else. Did you have something similar to calling a livestock fair like Tom did?
Oh, did I? Well, first, I just want to say, I mean, I'm so happy for Tom, and he is such a good guy. Like, you know, when people talk about somebody being genuine and real, and he is such a good guy. Like, I can't even begin to tell you. And he's always, it's when you talk to him, it's never about him. It's, how's your wife? How are the kids? What's going on with that? Oh, it's good to talk to you. Hey, I miss seeing you. So I spent 5 years on the road with him. So I can't think of a better guy to get an honor like he did. And it's just an honor to say he's a friend and someone you could say and call and say hello to. And he was so gracious to me when I first started.
Guys, we got a problem.
We got a trade. What do we got?
92.3 The Fan. Breaking news.
Problem?
Jeff Passan, ESPN, breaking Cleveland Guardians closer Emmanuel Clase has been placed on non-disciplinary paid leave as part of MLB's sports betting investigation, sources tell ESPN. Clase is the second Guardians pitcher on leave tied to the investigation, joining right-hander Luis Ortiz. Again, Jeff Passan, ESPN, breaking Cleveland Guardians closer Emmanuel Clase has been placed on non-disciplinary paid leave as part of MLB's sports betting investigation, sources tell ESPN.
All right, so take the entire segment we just did moments ago about would you trade Emmanuel Clase and throw it out the window. He's not going anywhere. Is he?
No.
Nope.
He's locked up now.
He's not going anywhere.
Mm-mm.
This is bad.
Oh,
it's two guys, one team. That's a real bad look for the organization, Andy. Real bad look.
That changes things. And it's, right now, it's just Passan's reporting this?
That's what I've got to this point. I'm keeping an eye out for more.
Okay. And that's just checking. So, and there's no other more information than that. So I this is not good. Not you're, Jeff, you're right. It's not good for the organization.
No, it's a terrible look.
Especially for an organization that has things like that under their thumb, if it's real.
Yeah,
like,
Meisel has it now too.
Okay, Meisel has it. All right. So I don't. I mean, we're not expecting to see Ortiz back. Why would you expect to see Clase back? And with the trade deadline going this week, I don't know. And what would have happened if he would have gone? If they would have traded him and he would have been under investigation, would that nullify a trade or something?
I would think not.
That it wouldn't nullify a trade.
I would think not.
It's not like you can't trade him while he's on disciplinary paid leave, can you? Somebody would take it.
I would think you could.
Somebody roll the dice on him.
I would think you could, but you know, you just said it. Are you going to roll the dice? I mean, there's some thought that, you know, we've heard rumblings. Will Luis Ortiz be back? Not this year, but ever.
Didn't see this coming.
And now you would have to think it's the same thing there. Would you not?
Yeah. I don't know. How do you deal with this if you're the Guardians right now?
Yeah, you say, hey, Cade, what do you think of the ninth inning?
Yeah, we talked about what it would mean to trade him. Would they be throwing up the white flag? This is a whole nother ball of wax. You got your all-time saves leader there.
It's just a terrible look for the organization. Whether there's any validity to any allegations or anything like that, it's just still a terrible look. Wow. So there.
And to think it would happen to the Guardians twice in one season.
Well, that's why it's the terrible look. It makes you think, is there something going on here that... is there something going on here that is permeating, you know, through the pitching staff? You know, who knows?
Breaking news all over the place here. Yep, second pitcher. Wow. Man. I don't know if you kind of wonder if these things were going on before legalized gambling. And you wonder if they would have been like, I think that the leagues want to make sure that they that there's nothing going on, and they're going to do whatever they can to make sure that there's nothing going on. And so now I'm trying to think of other, you know, obviously Pete Rose was a big deal, but
statement from the Guardians here, gentlemen.
Yep.
The Guardians have been notified by Major League Baseball that as a part of their sports betting investigation, Emmanuel Clase has been placed on non-disciplinary paid leave per an agreement with the Players Association. We have been informed that no additional players or club personnel are expected to be impacted. The Guardians are not permitted to comment further at this time and will respect the league's confidential investigative process as we continue to fully cooperate.
Okay.
Oh, that sucks. Let's be honest.
There is one key part in that statement. No other club personnel expected to be involved in this. Unfortunately, it's your closer and a starter.
I'd be interested to go back and read the other. When Ortiz went, I wonder what the statement said about Ortiz. If it said the same thing there, that no other players were expected. I'd go back and try to find that release.
All right, there's the breaking news. Emmanuel Clase. What's the exact terminology, Dan? It's not suspended. Non-disciplinary leave.
Paid leave by Major League Baseball due to an ongoing investigation.
Ongoing investigation.
Mm-hmm.
Gambling. We will see. Again, innocent until proven guilty, but go take a seat and we'll keep paying you while we figure this out.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, Swift Rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off. The wait is finally over. Ready or Not is available now on consoles. Become an elite SWAT commander and feel the weight of the badge. The immersive cult classic is now on its way to more players than ever before. Coming this summer for PlayStation 5 and Xbox Series XS. Get ready for 18 high-stakes missions, solo or with up to 5 players in co-op. Clear rooms, protect civilians, make split-second calls, and join the tactical shooter community. With countless ways to set up your loadouts and gear, no mission is the same. And with full crossplay, your team can suit up no matter what system they're on. So, if you're into tactical gameplay and intense high-stakes action, Ready or Not is the must-play tax shooter this summer. Available now on PlayStation, Xbox, and PC.
Game day or any day, your fit says it all. Hit up MLBShop.com for the latest jerseys, caps, hoodies, and accessories to keep you in the game all year long. Rep your team, rep your city, rep yourself. Gear up and game on at MLBShop.com, the official online shop of Major League Baseball. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.